Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-578-0092. That's the number to call us. Or you can always hit us on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. Right now, we start off the 11 o'clock hour on a Tuesday the way we do each and every Tuesday, especially throughout the football season. We bring in super friend of the show. You can read her at cleveland.com or in the Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabin. And again, she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm Mary Kay.
I'm fine, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. Never a dull moment in Berea, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. There are stories and content coming out of there every day.
All right, so let's start from the beginning, because I really wish, I'd love to sit here and say, Mary Kay, what'd you think about that bad call, or did you think it was a bad call? But we have to start with Odell Beckham Jr. and the story that's surrounding him right now. What's your take on the whole situation? Do you think he wants to be here or not?
Well, you know, I think if you really look at everything that he's been saying all season long, I mean, there have been signs along the way that he has some issues with how things have gone down here. And I think that came to a little bit of a head last Thursday when we had that lengthy interview with him, and five different times we gave him an opportunity to say that he wants to be here going forward, and he never once said that. And I know some people thought maybe we made too much of that, but we didn't. We accurately represented and captured how he was feeling and exactly what he said, and that was that he cannot endure another season like this, and he described it as a bad season, and he basically said things would have to change for him to want to be back. I mean, if you really read all of those quotes, that is what he was saying. So no one should be surprised by any of this. I mean, the week before that, when we asked him about his touchdown catch, his second, he said it was a bittersweet moment because it just made me realize, that I should have been in there so many more times. All the signs have been there that he's not happy with the way things have gone this season.
All right, so what needs to change for next year? Is it maybe he should have had the surgery at the beginning of the season? Is it the head coach? Is it the quarterback? Is it him? Is it the offensive line? What needs to change for him to be happy to want to be here next season?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if he would be happy and satisfied if they had someone else calling the plays. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if anything would be enough to make him happy. And I think that's what the Browns are going to have to find out. They're going to have to sit down with him and his agent in the offseason and solve this problem and figure out what they want to do about it. And that might involve the Browns, maybe he'll ask to be traded. Maybe the Browns will grant him that wish. I don't know any of those things yet, but these are all things that are going to have to be discussed because it's out there absolutely for all to see now that the status quo is not going to cut it.
Yeah, and what if the Browns say, hey, Odell, that's fabulous. We understand how you're thinking. Here's this contract. You're playing football here, and we're not changing to suit you. You're under contract. We're paying you. What do you think would happen then? And do you think it would get to that? And then what would happen if it did?
I don't think that an unhappy Odell Beckham Jr. would be good for anyone. And I think you have seen that players have been taking matters into their own hands and sort of trying to control their own destiny a little bit now. So I just don't see that happening. I don't see them drawing a line in the sand if he said, you know, I need these things to change or I don't want to be here. I just don't see them saying, too bad, you're under contract, you're here, be happy. Nobody wants a disgruntled superstar on their football team. It's not going to be like that. He'll either be here with changes that everyone feels good about and comfortable with, or he won't be here.
With that in mind, Mary Kay, do you think it can work here? I think it's a perfect situation for the guy. And Andy and I have said, and you have a much better feel for it than we do because you're out there each and every day. He seems to have been a terrific teammate this year for the most part and has done what he's supposed to do. Yes, no?
Absolutely 100%. He's been a great teammate. In training camp, I watched him on so many days take younger guys under his wing, get to know them, encourage them, coach them up. On two occasions now, he has gifted the entire team with his Nike sneakers, which, you know, I mean, that's a great way to win friends and influence people.
Sure.
But he's like that. I mean, he's a giver. I mean, that really kind of comes from the heart from him. That's how he is. His teammates really, really like him a lot. So that's not the issue at all. The issue is what's going on the field and what what he sees. I mean, he didn't want to come here in the first place. Everyone knows that. I mean, they had to, practically drag him here. One of the only reasons why he thought it could work out really well is because he was going to be here with Jarvis, and the two of them could try to take this team to a Super Bowl together. And that was a dream come true for them. All of that was true. He really did feel that way. But somewhere along the line, I think he became somewhat disillusioned with how everything has gone down, and I don't know what it's going to take for him and maybe, you know, for Jarvis to say, yeah, we think we can get this done here. I don't know the answer to that yet, but it will be an interesting offseason.
Are they a package deal at this point, Mary Kay? Because I've wondered,
so
if Odell doesn't stick around, what's Jarvis going to be like?
You know, I think they are loving being together and trying to accomplish this goal and this dream that they have. But I don't think that's necessarily a deal breaker. I don't think that if Odell isn't here, that Jarvis has to be gone too. Now, I think in a perfect world, they would like to accomplish whatever they want to do together. But I don't think that, you know, that they are necessarily 100% a package deal.
Okay. How do you think things went over in the training room with Baker Mayfield the next time we walked in?
Well, they, you know, the fences have had to be mended, and he knows that. He's had a talking to by Freddie Kitchens, and he's going to get one from J.C. Treader, and that's good. I mean, the leaders on this team know that they have to step up and help some of those younger guys realize how they need to conduct themselves. And obviously calling out the medical staff is not the way to do it. And I think that the team has sent a stern message about that. I think Freddie did a good job with that yesterday, talking about, you know, that Baker understands the severity of what he said. And I think it was really good that he came out right away after blasting the medical staff and apologized. That's important. It was swift. It was public. And I think that will go a long way towards solving the situation.
Were you surprised the Browns ran the ball with a running back six times in the first half against Cincinnati, Mary Kay? The worst run defense in the NFL. And then Freddie saying, we saw things in the passing game we wanted to try and go after. I was stunned, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, their identity right now is Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. So I was surprised about that, especially because obviously they were behind at one point 13-7 in the first half. And the Cincinnati Bengals, if they had been able to score inside the red zone, would have won that football game. They got down there five different times and only scored one touchdown out of that. So they were in jeopardy of losing that football game on several occasions. And, yes, I was surprised they only ran it five times against a team that is 32nd in the NFL against the run.
Yep.
What are your expectations now for the rest of the season? You got three games left, and they're not 100,000% dead. They're like 999. I mean, they're almost dead. But what do you expect for the rest of the season? How do you expect this team to respond? And do you expect them to be 9-7, 8-8? What do you expect?
Well, I think they will beat the Cardinals, and I think they'll beat the Bengals, although the Bengals are very, very motivated now. You may have heard what Joe Mixon said after the game, that, you know, he's excited to play them again because they played better and they think they can get one. So I think that's one to watch. The Cardinals, I mean, it's always a little bit difficult to go on the road and go out to the West Coast and play a game. They're going to leave on Friday, so they'll leave a day early for that. But I still think they'll be able to beat the Cardinals. I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem. The one, of course, to watch is the Ravens game. Now, Lamar Jackson right now has a quad injury, and I don't even know if he's going to play in his Thursday night game coming up here. That's definitely something to watch. They've already clinched a playoff spot, and they can clinch the AFC North on Thursday night. So I don't know how that one is going to shake out. I'm sure they'll still have plenty to play for when they come into Cleveland on December 22nd, and they're going to want to win that game. That's the big one to watch. If the Browns can beat the Ravens and finish at 9-7, they still do have a chance. It's not an overwhelmingly huge chance, but they still would have a chance somewhere in the 20% range of making the playoffs.
Mary Kay, Peter King yesterday is saying he thinks there's a coaching change coming in Cleveland at the end of the season. I found that an interesting comment. Does your gut tell you that Freddie is going to be back next year, or do the final three games still play a major role in that?
I think the final three games play a role, but I think there have been enough signs this year that there are issues that need to be dealt with, that I think that they will look at it regardless of what happens in the final three games. And some of the things that we've already talked about, and I wrote about a dysfunctional offense the other day. I wrote a column about that the process just isn't operating effectively or smoothly. I mean, if it was, why do you think Baker Mayfield is down at the bottom of the barrel in offensive statistics? I mean, that should not be. He was supposed to take a 25% jump this year like some of his counterparts did in that 2018 class. Like Lamar Jackson, he actually made a bigger jump than 25%. Josh Allen got better. And right now, at least statistically, Baker Mayfield has not. So these are all things they will take a very hard look at in the offseason.
Mary Kay Cabot, as always, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time and joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll read you in the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com every day. Thanks Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot, nice enough to join us here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.